No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
The No Chill Podcast, it's your boy ASAP Funny.
Shell Antoinette!
Can you hear me? I mean, I think they do understand.
No, because that, like, dead ass. Okay, before we just started. So apparently my volume was very much low last week's episode. And we've been working on that because literally we checked the sounds. We turned everything up. And it still come out low. We can't figure out why. So now this week, me and Ryan have switched microphones to see if it's just the microphone and I need to buy a new one. Because I don't know. So I'm just going to let you guys know right now that the microphone is at my mouth. Okay? It was at my mouth last week. But here we are.
And it's definitely, you hitting
red.
It's hitting red. It's hitting red. It's hitting red like a motherfucker.
It's going to get distorted. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But y'all, I mean, not it ain't like y'all, but like it's coming back that my volume is still low. So I am trying to figure out if I need to go invest in another microphone. Or was it just that when it started to die out or something?
I mean, we could invest in a new microphone if we got y'all people to listen on Spotify and we became monetized. We could definitely, you know.
I get whatever the freak you want.
We'd be in here with the.
That was me, like, not cussing.
We'd be in here with the. Right. Like, who podcast you listen to? We'd be in here with the clip ons. We'll put the. We'll have the.
I got some of them.
Oh, you do?
I didn't know we had them. Yeah.
We might have to. You might have to
call. I have multiple podcasts, sir.
Okay, you do. I didn't know, but I didn't know you was.
I got those, so like when we're out in public, that's to be carrying around big ass microphones.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense.
Or relying on the microphone of the camera.
True.
So I do. I haven't played with them yet for real, but I do have them. I have like the portable lights that you can put on your camera. Mm-hmm. Like I invested a little schmuck.
We're gonna have to take a no chill trip somewhere.
We are overdue for a no chill brunch though.
We are.
Yeah.
That we are.
And then I've been trying to figure out we doing a no chill Usher concert, but we're gonna come back to that.
Man.
We're gonna come back to that.
Yeah, but no chill Usher concert right here in the house. We turn it back on the halftime show.
Listen,
when this shit is over with.
Absolutely.
But we gonna get to Usher a little bit later. But right now, so I ain't gonna even lie. I don't know how you feel about this situation, okay. But I'm actually ecstatic that this shit is happening. Usually, I don't wish bad on people's relationships and whatever, but this one I'm happy about.
Okay.
Apparently, Larsa Pippen
and
Marcus Jordan
have broken up.
They're not getting married.
So hard. I don't even know why.
You know why.
It's
you know why.
Like, the whole time. But I did see today, I
think,
on social media. And I was like, oh, alright. Because.
Great.
Because, girl, why?
Yeah, because, like.
Girl, why?
Apparently, like, I remember back a few months ago, they was like, well, you know, Michael Jordan don't approve of the relationship. He probably ain't gonna be at the wedding, this, that, and the third. Apparently, that actually really bothered her. And I thought about it like, bitch, it should.
It bothered her. It didn't bother his son, though.
Like, yeah, and that shit is weird, too. Like, it's crazy. Like, fam.
Why it bother her?
Like, we're talking, you're dating your ex-husband's teammate's son.
It ain't even Scottie Pippen who didn't agree. It was
Michael Jordan. Like, no, because, like, you know, because, like, you just trying to, you know what I'm saying? It looks suspect.
My arch nemesis.
Especially when you already cheated on Scotty with another basketball player, and now you trying to get the heir to the throne.
Yeah, that part.
Cause out of all the kids, he is the actual heir. He runs a big part of the Jordan brand. Like, he has a store, like the Trophy Room. They release exclusive sneakers, all that shit.
Right.
Like, he's like, you know what I'm saying? Cause you know, his sons, they couldn't fucking hoop. I ain't gonna say they couldn't hoop.
Maybe that's just not where they wanted to go with that.
You know what? Yeah, exactly.
Which is very interesting, too.
When a motherfucker got to walk on at the University of Illinois, I'm like, you just ain't going to make it, dog.
Because I look at, like, now, you know, LeBron's son is going to be entering, I think, next year.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Well, he's in the college life.
Yes.
And then I just seen a picture of Kyan. Is that Carmelo's
son? Kyan Carmelo's son.
Yeah. And then they showed a picture. It showed a picture of young LeBron versus young Carmelo, and it showed a picture of young
Kyan versus young Bronny. Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Number one. Two, y'all don't look like y'all people, but like y'all do, which y'all don't. But I was like, that's very interesting that y'all had kids around the same time, that they're around the same age, and they can actually play against each other. Like, that's kind
of
cool.
It's a lot of, it's actually the next generation of NBA player kids. It's a lot of them. Gilbert Arenas, and it's crazy because Gilbert Arenas, he has son and a daughter who hoops. Shaq's kids, girls and boys, they hoop.
And then I'm also curious to know, was that something they naturally got into, or was that something you kind of, I don't want to say forced, maybe became accustomed to, but like, did you really lay heavy in the fact that they should do that?
I think it would be akin to how, you know, nepotism with actors and musicians and shit. If it's something you grow up around, mm-hmm. you kind of can't help but get that bug. Like,
yeah.
when you look at like a kid like Bronny and Kyan Anthony, like for Kyan Anthony, his mama's Lala.
Yeah.
So like, I remember him being in like their Cribs episode when he was like a kid.
Yeah.
And then Bronny has been around the game like so long. Like, he was with his dad in Cleveland, in Miami, back to Cleveland, now in LA. So like, you can't help but be around that.
If it's like the kid, they'd be like, I'm so tired of this. And that is not what I want to do.
Yeah.
Like, even if they was like, I'd rather be like a basketball agent or some sort.
Yeah.
Like, something in a different regard.
A lot of kids do bow out, you know what I'm saying? But for the ones like Bronny,
it would just be so heavy to hold
that.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, I think about, let's say Beyonce and Blue Ivy, right?
Mm.
And Blue Ivy wanted to get into singing. I don't think the girl ever sang a note in that sense. But, like, it seemed like a lot to be, like, Beyonce's child and then going to the same realm of Beyonce.
Yeah.
It's one thing, like, Blue Ivy been dancing. And she might be a big dancer or a choreographer or something of that nature, which is different, right? You didn't follow exactly your mama's footsteps. But to be Blue Ivy and say you finna come out and be a singer, I feel like that's a lot on your shoulders to come behind your mom.
That's a lot for Solange to come out as her
sister. As her sister, right? And I'm like, I think about the Ross family. Tracee Ellis Ross made her name for herself because you went into acting. Yes, you met your mom, but you act. You know what I'm saying? Evan Ross, you was acting. You didn't go down to singing. Maybe y'all can't sing. I don't know. But maybe, and I'm like, it just seemed like it would be a lot to follow behind such a mega star.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And one of the dope things I do see about, like, you know, LeBron and Carmelo when it comes to their sons, it's like they're supportive but not forceful.
Yeah.
Like, they're supportive but not forceful. Like, Bron is at the games. He's sitting on the other side. He's not by the bench. He's not doing no coaching. He's here to watch his son play as a parent. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I hate, you know, rest in peace, that Kobe and his daughter.
Oh, my God.
Because
she would be in high school right now.
Killing the game, and I know she would.
And, like, and she was, like, in the short time, like, she really was. Like, she was one who I feel like, even though she was a girl, she would have, like, probably equaled his legacy.
Yeah.
Because, I'm sorry, Kobe had him a little dog on his hands.
Yeah.
Like, and the crazy part is, this year, the other girls on that team, this was their senior year.
Mm.
And they recently had their senior night and shit. And it's like, yo, Kobe had them girls practicing 7 days a week. And they were committed. They were willing, like, and I just saw the other day one of Gigi's highlight reels. Now imagine, she's only like 13. Like, she's only like 13. And I'm like, these are grown man moves.
Yeah. I mean,
why do you, you don't see, even like in a city like Chicago where hoops is present, you don't really see 13-year-olds with like a step back jumper, with like, you know what I'm saying, with a pivot game. Like, he gave them fundamentals and gave them that work ethic so early. Like, I would have loved to see her in college and in the WNBA. Like, that shit would have been fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like, we talking about Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and all these other motherfuckers, but they got Gigi?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that would have been so dope to see that come to fruition. Cause I think I saw an interview where he was on Jimmy Kimmel, and Jimmy Kimmel asked him, like, you know, have you ever been pressured, like, to have a son carrying your legacy or whatever? He was like, yeah, somebody would come up to tell me that, and Gigi be like, no, I got that. I am the legacy. I will be the next one. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, as far as Marcus and what the other boy name? Jeffrey. That's his name. Jeffrey. Okay. Them niggas can't hoop. Them niggas can't hoop, man. Like, because you know what? Like, Mike, I don't think, because I think maybe Mike was too far removed, not removed from the game, too far removed from them as a basketball parent to, like, not put pressure on them. But I think, I feel like he didn't push them at all. Like, he didn't want to put no pressure on them. So, like, anything they want to do regarding basketball, he just let them do it and let the chips fall.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, which is fine, because I'm like, I knew from rip. Because, yeah, no.
God forbid I have a child and miss a daughter. Baby, you're dead sane. I'm going to let you explore other stuff, but you're going to come back to this.
Yeah, and you know what? And that's crazy. That's how, that's how we are, is like, and it's going to be crazy because we, like, I can't wait till the more and more people I see have kids around my era and we get into that band shit. Like,
if you're not dancing, you're playing an instrument.
My nephew.
Y'all know what to tell you.
My sister told me my nephew was in a band. I'm like, bet. And then she was like, and he on the drum line. I said, bet.
My nephew was in a band.
I was going to competitions and shit. Like, let's go.
Shout out to my nephew, because one thing he is remarkable. I have three nephews, but one is too young. He like seven. Can't get to, not that he can't get us, but he's not there yet. But my oldest nephew is like coaches basketball. And he always tell me, like, I think I got the coaching spirit from you as a coach, meaning me. And then I was like, okay, that's so great. Like, maybe I rubbed off on you in that way. Great. My other nephew was in a band, and he was in Kenwood's band. You know, Kenwood, they do have a marching band, but there was more on like the
core style.
Not core style. Concert.
Concert. Band. Okay, yeah.
And at this point, my guy is writing music, doing orchestra, learn how to play the guitar, be running, like, part of, like, the Midwest Clinic, like, putting music, orchestra stuff together. Like, and I'm like,
really?
Yeah. Like, my nephew is amazing. And they play their own pieces that they've written and produced. And it's like, it's wild to see, you know. And I remember him joining the band and me just being overly excited that my nephew was in a band, because I'm a band girl.
Yeah.
And I was actually overly excited that a piece of me was in both of my nephews. Like, the coaching aspect and then the musical aspect was, like, in both of them. And so, like, and I never had to, like,
push them or force
push
it.
Them.
Yeah, they'll naturally see. Like, that's one thing, like, that kids naturally see. They easily spot passion.
Yeah.
Like, it's a difference between them being pushed toward doing something, and then they see the passion you have for something, and then they want to be a part of that.
My oldest nephew used to be like, you taught me basketball. Not that I taught him how to play, but I taught him basketball. Because when he was younger, his mom was my hairdresser. And so when she would do my hair, he would, you know, be with her, and I would watch basketball, because everybody know I'm a basketball girl. He would sit in my lap and watch the games, and I would be like, that's a foul. You get what? He was traveling right here. Like, I would, like, break stuff down while he sat in my lap, while my sister-in-law was doing
and
my
he's
hair.
Absorbing all
and
that shit.
He absorbed all that, and then even, like, to this day, he is still like, did you watch the game? Like,
that's what's up.
I know, it's so cute.
That's what's up.
So cute.
Oh, also, this is funny shit about the fucking Larsa Pippen. You know she did the ultimate sign of when you break up with somebody for real, deleted all the shit off Instagram.
I don't never delete nothing.
And she had some weird ass fucking poll talking about is it weird for, let me see what this shit say, should your friends unfollow your ex or some shit like that. I'm like, nigga, I had a situation like that. A girl was, she was not, now mind you, I'm gonna put it like this. I met this girl first, and then she initially came around my friends and ended up going with one of my homeboys, and they was together for a minute, and then they broke up, and she blocked, like, all of his friends. And I'm thinking to myself, like, shorty,
I ain't do shit to you.
One, I ain't do shit to you. Two, I knew you before him, and we already had a relationship prior to that.
Yeah.
And three, I don't give a fuck. Like, and then will see me in public, and be buddy buddy. Like, hey, what's up? How you doing? And I'm like,
I be thinking the blocking of social media be, I still see this person. It might still be hard for me to see that person.
Yeah.
I think some people go through that. And then maybe after a while, they're like, okay, I'm content. I'm over it. I'm okay with seeing that. But sometimes if you, like, fresh out of a breakup, I don't want to see him or her, whoever. Yeah. I don't want to see the person I was dating. And then the friends is going to post, you know, y'all kicking it or whatever. I don't want to see none of that shit. So, like, I got to put all of y'all on mute for a minute.
Plot twist. They were still fucking. They were still fucking.
I got questions.
Like, they, I don't, that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, but you, like, if the logic, make it make sense.
I'm
like,
trying.
The logic wasn't logical for me. I was just saying. Question.
Answer.
You eat Taco Bell?
I have, it's so funny. I haven't had Taco Bell in quite some time. Mm. I was a big Chalupa lover at one point. And then I did try them nacho fries. So when them nacho fries comes town, that's when, I go get me that's some when you nacho pull fries. In. I'm gonna
hold you. That's what's up. You know what? I be getting in the argument with some motherfuckers because when I say, like, oh, when we tell you, like, I had Taco Bell, they be like, oh, why didn't you get, like, real tacos and shit?
Sometimes
I'm
gonna order
like, you feel me, bitch?
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
preferably mine.
I can do both. I live in Chicago. I'm sorry, Chicago is, like, very possibly the greatest Mexican food city in the fucking country. Like, we got real Mexicans. Like, I don't know how the fuck they all got up here outside of the migrants. I don't know how the fuck they got up here.
Californians, Indians.
They can argue all the fuck they want to. I'm not trying to hear that shit.
I had tacos in California. I'm sorry. They was
mid. Mid as fuck. Like, I no, because I want to go. If the menu got to be in two languages. And the spot got to be kind of dirty. I love me a dirty corner taco spot. Like, if you got them fucking grease stains on the fucking wall.
Do you like elote?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes. Like, I just.
I've only had one that I was able to digest. Some of them don't be right.
Yeah.
But, like, here,
but yeah, I
fucks
with.
You fucks with the Taco Bell. I think that you gotta get Taco Bell from specific neighborhoods, and you just can't go to all of them.
You damn so right, cause I don't like nigga Taco Bell. I don't like Negro Taco Bell. What niggas were. I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't gonna take outside of a J&J Hero type shit. I don't want to go nowhere where niggas is working in food service. Like, for real, give me any place where Mexicans work. I'm sorry. Give me that shit, because it's the most efficient. You're going to get what you want. It's going to be hot. It's going to be how you told them to make it.
Yes.
They're going to do everything for you the fucking right way.
I did see that Taco Bell got some new menu items.
And my question, I looked at this shit. Who asked for some of this shit?
Well, I was pleasantly surprised with the new Chalupa they had. It looked, it was given, I don't want to say authentic taco.
You talking about the cheesy joint?
It was like, but it had like, cilantro and onion with the steak in the chalupa, and I was like, hey, I like that.
It's giving great value Berea, nigga.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What the fuck is a chalupa actually?
Some shit that they made up. I feel like it gotta be some Taco Bell. She said I didn't hear the word chalupa until Taco Bell.
Facts.
Chalupa is it gotta be a Taco Bell,
like, a pita
thing.
Bread, kinda with tacos.
In a special but sauce? Ain't it a special
it's
sauce?
Like a they used to have three versions, and I'm mad they took them away. It was a Baja version, which was my favorite.
I remember that.
It was a nacho cheese version, and it was a Supreme version.
Like, I didn't need no new shit. I really only just needed caramel apple empanadas to come back. Like, I don't give a fuck about shit. Like, y'all, how y'all gonna take away the dopest dessert? I'm sorry, nigga, that was the dopest dessert in the fast food game. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You can't even really say McFlurries because you can't get one 75% of the time because the fucking machine don't work.
You know
and
what I want to come back?
What?
The original Wendy's.
OG Wendy's? Yellow Box?
Yellow Box.
Why don't niggas like new Wendy's? I don't understand.
I mean, do you remember the old Wendy's?
I do. Okay, let me put it like this. I kind of do. Like, I done ate it, but it ain't really
I think
slapped that hard for me growing up. Like, that wasn't
my
go-to.
The original Wendy hit me because because I used to live a block away from Angel.
There you go. See, you was eating that shit all the time.
I used to eat it all the time, and the burgers are different. Like, I stopped getting burgers at Wendy's for real. For all I get is like the chicken sandwiches. But like the burgers was different. They were given like flame broil. Like when you go to like the hood spot and get a burger, type of burgers.
Okay, I don't remember that.
They was just different. And then people hated the fries, but them soggy, soft ass Wendy fries with a cup of cheese sauce, baby.
Yeah. Five.
No. They used to have a salad bar in the Wendy's. Stop playing.
Everybody had a salad bar or a buffet Stop type playing. Shit.
Stop playing in their face. The taco salad? Oh, She's my going. God. Oh, my God.
She's gone. Why the fuck Taco Bell got chicken nuggets?
I did see that, and then, I mean, I guess that's equivalent to Burger King having tacos.
Right? Oh, no, it was Burger King. Oh, yeah,
yes, it was Burger King.
Never had them.
I never had them either.
But fuck, I barely go to Burger King for burgers. What the fuck I'm going to come over here and get tacos for? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you know what? It's a crapshoot. Like, when you go to fucking Burger King, you gotta go knowing that some part of your meal going to be trash. Some part of your fucking meal gonna be trash. It's supposed to be the goddamn fries. Like, I don't. Lord. My nigga, I would rather y'all just go ahead
and get the worst fries in the industry.
You might as well just go ahead and get you some crinkle cut or Ida's, nigga, and just fry them up, because whatever the fuck y'all got ain't it. And because the burgers are fire. To this day, I love a Burger King burger.
Yeah.
I will get a Burger King burger and go to McDonald's and get fries.
Yes. They have got to have the worst fries.
I will make me a hood combo meal at that shit, because they fries us. Except they be like, you want fries? I guess. What size? Small.
No, nothing makes me happier than when your big franchise is in the same section. When you can't. I hate if I got to travel over y'all to get stuff. But like, if the Burger King is next door to the Wendy's, across the street from the McDonald's, over on the corner from the.
Yeah.
I'm buying some shit real fast. Because to me, a Whopper with cheese and some checker fries is the combo right there.
I'm like. I might be one of the few people.
And some cheese sticks okay, from she White doing. Castle.
Cheese? Oh, I had them motherfuckers the other night, Five. Nigga. Huh. Let me get a sack. Because I'm eating five in the car on the way home, G. I'm trying to tell you.
I always play myself, too, and get like three.
You're tripping. Three?
Like, why?
Three?
That's because.
And
I got four burgers, some chicken rings.
Fuck that. Nah, nigga. And on top of that. They marinara sauce fire as hell. Because it's kind of sweet.
But it's
kind of sweet, but it's like that shit. Let me get extra, man. That's the only spot I dip my marinara sauce every time. Every fucking time. And I'll be the first to admit, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to hold you. People be having their weird fast food takes. But you looking at the nigga who keeps Arby's and Long John Silver's in business. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
I haven't been to a Long John Silver's in so long.
Well, we're going to try to take a trip to Masson, my nigga, because
that's what you
I will definitely go to fucking, like, Long John Silver's. Fish planks, my nigga.
What do you get from Arby's?
What I get from Arby's? So let me tell you about Arby's.
Tell me, because I don't know.
Arby's is fire as fuck, but niggas only think about the fucking roast beef. Don't go get no fucking roast beef. They do have the meats, but they make the meats you want to eat. Like, when they were serving that Good Burger shit, I'm like, nah, fam, that ain't what y'all do. Let me tell you, yeah, when the Good Burger movie came out, they were serving burgers for a hot minute. It was weird. I never went and got one.
Maybe even, I kind of wanted to.
But let me tell you why. Let me tell you why Arby's low-key is in my top five fast food, and it'll be in yours once you do what the fuck I tell you to do. Let me tell you something about Arby's. Arby's is not busy enough to have food on deck. So your shit is always fresh. Hot ass curly fries. They mozzarella sticks is top shelf. And they chicken sandwiches or fish sandwiches slap. Period. We can take a trip to Forest City to the Arby's over there. Or we can go to the Arby's downtown in Chicago. Arby's is fucking fire. You just gotta know what the fuck to get. Stay away from the roast beef. They had no beef. Good job. Because that ain't what you want, nigga. But for me, yeah. Arby's and Long John Silver's, top of my shit. And when I'm really, you know what I'm saying, when I'm really on my money game, a good old meal from Culver's, Culver's ain't never, ever did me wrong. I need more Culver's in the streets. Like,
I'm not a huge Culver's person.
How?
I mean, I don't hate them.
Once again, fish sandwich.
Oh. You know what? And it's coming up on fish season.
I love it. Oh, I love when it used to come around.
And I'm like, I like to try everybody's fish sandwiches.
Go. Have you had Culver's?
I have not had Culver's.
Culver's is busting every day.
I
Atlantic Cod.
And every time it is fish season, I'm going Thick. To Wendy's to get me a damn fish sandwich.
Go to Culver's.
I will go to Culver's.
Go to Culver's.
The mushroom and Swiss.
Shady like the mushroom and Swiss
everywhere. They got that. They got that at your local Arby's, man. I'm trying to tell you. I was at Arby's. I was waiting in that line 10 minutes at the drive thru. And I pulled over, ate that fucking food, nigga, fries, burnt my fucking tongue. I was like, this shit good.
You hit the. How you be trying to blow the food while it's in your mouth?
Like, it's way too fucking late.
You inhale the air.
What is some of this weird shit they selling at Taco Bell? A fucking Baja Blast gelato.
I bet it's fire.
I don't really fuck with Baja Blast.
I bet it's fire.
They, you know, they just now putting that shit in bottles and selling it in stores.
Yeah.
Y'all should did that shit like 20 years ago. Y'all know how much money y'all would have made.
Yeah.
Cause like niggas already don't fuck with Mountain Dew. They only fuck with that. I only know niggas who drink like Cold Red. And Baja Blast. I never seen anybody drink a regular fucking Mountain Dew. Like, if somebody brung Mountain Dew to, like, a barbecue, who mans is this? Because they not eating. You bring Mountain Dew to my house, you not eating.
Ever since they said it turned down me a sperm count, I swear to God, people just stopped fucking with Mountain Dew.
I stopped fucking with it because it's nasty. It's not good.
I ain't had Mountain
Dew. That's just a nasty pop. Exactly. I ain't had it so long, I ain't even know what it was on. But yeah, it's definitely a list, a whole bunch of shit they got at Taco Bell. I'm cool on most of this shit. I'll stick to my Doritos Locos Tacos.
Well, I had those and
stuff.
I mean, again, I haven't had Taco Bell in ages, but.
You're tripping. You ready to talk about it?
We can talk about it.
You ready to talk about it?
We can talk about it.
Usher Bowl! Everybody call it Usher Bowl. First of all, shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs. Because they won.
Did you get you some money?
Fuck yeah, I did.
Dude, did we do good?
I did all right.
All right.
I flipped $11 into $200. I'm cool with that.
I'm cool with that.
My initial, because of their defense, both defense on both sides, my initial parlays didn't go through. So I threw in like a late game live parlay. And that, you know what I'm saying? That razzle dazzle for me.
Irritated with thyself.
Yeah, please tell me.
Because I'm not a betting woman, but I have guessed. What was it, 7 games? The first four, then the two, then the Super Bowl. I bet the last 7 games and got them correct, okay? Who was going to win the game? Not saying points, not saying da da da.
Win or lose.
Who was going to win? I've gotten all set of the last 7 games correct, right? Then I got on the Super Bowl, I got the toss correct. I got who was going to score first correct. The only thing that I did not get right was what the color of the Gatorade was going to be.
Oh, okay.
Because it was the purple.
Yeah.
And I said blue. And I was torn between blue and red. And had I combined them, I would have got purple.
See.
You see how that pissed me off? Because I was like red because both teams red. But I was like blue because it's Usher. So I went with blue. That was my logic. Judge your mother.
It works. Right.
But then I was like, damn, when I found out it was purple, I was like, now had I.
Just put a few dollars. Yeah.
But had I made a real bet, I could have had some money.
Yep.
So
miss 100% of the bets you don't place.
But I ain't want to lose no money.
But I feel you.
I was disappointed because I actually thought the ones when it was the people Kansas and 49ers played, I thought I had flipped them. And so I was talking to the person I do my other podcast with because he asked me on every game, I mean every episode. And I was like, who did I pick? He was like, you picked the one. I was like, damn, I did, eh?
Yep.
I might have missed on some good money.
That's all right. Yeah, I got a few bucks. That's all good.
Sigh.
So how do you feel about the Usher Bowl? The Usher halftime performance?
I enjoyed it.
I did too.
I really enjoyed it. There were, and not even big enough. Just me, if I had to nitpick shit, I could nitpick shit. But like, all in all, I really enjoyed it. Nitpicking, I would say, I was confused by the beginning costumes because I ain't know what that had to do with Caught Up. Caught Up to me is a club vibe song, and them outfits was given 19.
I initially, when I saw it and I saw like the poles and all that shit, it was giving Vegas Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why I was going with it. Like, yeah, I wasn't going off the.
It was just a lot. And so, like, again, nitpicking. I was like, okay, Caught Up. Cool. I don't hate it. I was just like, costume is a little, I'm confused. I don't know what was going on with the microphone. I don't think that got nothing to do with Usher. But I feel like his sound was a little messed up a little bit. I would nitpick, if I'm nitpicking, some of the transition into some of the songs, I felt like you have a, first of all, Usher catalog is huge.
Yeah.
They gave you an extra 2 minutes.
He took an extra 2 minutes.
And you was trying to include every single song that you could think of. Some songs I wanted to let breathe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But like, it's, you know what? It was just a show of how much shit he really got. Yeah. Like, cause you know,
the first of people was like, "What he got?" What
he's skeptical, and I'm so like, "Nigga, this nigga's Usher. Been out for 30 years, like 30 whole years, fam. Stop you think this nigga ain't got shit?"
I
will say this one. I said this, and I also saw this on the fucking internet. Like when it was going on, after he had did like 3 or 4 songs, I was like, "Oh, this is for the niggas, strictly for the niggas." Like this. Absolutely. This show is for black people.
None of the real pop songs other than nope. OMG, I guess. Yep. My other critique was Alicia Keys, but we all critiqued that.
Broke note ass.
Like, how you come in wrong? Other than that was really it that I think I could nitpick on. Now I can make fun of some shit. But the stuff that I really did enjoy, like, I enjoyed all the songs. I enjoyed the special guests. Her coming out on the guitar looking amazing as she
fine
did.
Is
Lil Jon coming out there with the arms.
Lil Jon coming out with clothes that fit. That's what threw me the fuck off. I said, this nigga got on clothes that fit.
Not Jermaine Dupri, because I don't know Jermaine what Dupri, suit was.
Jermaine Dupri came out that motherfucker looking like he was doing a dance number from Matilda. I was like, nigga, what are you wearing, dog?
It was the socks.
He was dressed like Miss Trunchbull.
Them socks I wore to Easter. Why you got the ruffles on?
My nigga tried to show him because like, oh, they Louis Vuitton. I'm like, and? It's because it's designing on me and it's dope. Like, nigga, no.
No.
That shit is, you came out with these fucking thick, and they was thick. Look. They wasn't even like ruffles. They was like fully like yarn stitched. They look like, what they call them, slipper socks.
Slipper socks.
Yeah. Luda
came out with the fro.
Old school Luda.
Will.i.am had.
That nigga had on a fucking, that nigga came out looking like Nebula from motherfucking The Avengers, nigga. I was like, why do you, first of all, didn't this nigga have a box? Like, when did he get bald head?
I will say this, Alicia Keys looked good as fuck.
Good as
and
hell.
The red ass cape that took over the whole thing with the red ass sequins bodysuit, because she was giving body yada yada. You look good.
Motherfucker say, I saw somebody say, when the fuck did Alicia Keys get thick? I said, nigga, what?
All her life?
I said, do you not remember? Like I will say this. Niggas don't remember. Fallen video, you couldn't really see it. I'm going to tell you the video when you found out Alicia Keys was thick. Fucking Karma. The Karma video. I remember that shit to this day. She had on something similar to what she had on. She had on a blue bodysuit. She was at that fucking orchestra sitting in front of the piano, nigga. And she was all hips, nigga. And I was like,
Fallen.
But like, man, but Karma was just like, oh, I was like, yes, what goes around comes around. What goes
but
up must come down.
Was hitting, oh, the moment when the girls came out in the skates and slipped into the split, bang.
And that motherfucking ass bounced off the stage. Blah, blah. I said, ooh.
When Usher slid through his legs, I was like, yo, even though he almost had ooh, but that's okay.
It recovered.
Beyonce had ooh, she recovered.
She definitely
recovered.
Beyonce almost bust her shit. She almost fell backwards. I know she would have recovered from that shit, but still.
Recovering. Everything, like, the show itself was amazing. Like, it was good. And then it was the end, like, just being on his moment, like, hey, like, I brought the A to the Super Bowl. It was giving. I wanted the stripper pose. I didn't think he was going to give me the stripper pose, but he gave me the stripper pose. Mm-hmm. I was like, come on. They ain't take off no clothes. It was still very classy. Let's go. It was great. It was
shout out, man. Special shout out. To the Sonic Boom of the South. Jackson State University marching band,
first,
nigga.
I was like, which band is this?
Jackson, I knew it off rip.
And I thought was Jackson. I was like, this ain't Jackson uniform. It's Usher's uniform.
Jackson.
First of all, can we talk about the interwebs trying to name the Usher stands? Because somebody was like, hey, yo, like, I'm an Usher fan. Like, but what you call his people? You know, we got the Beehive. We got the Navy. We got the Lambs. And somebody was like, the Usher board. And I because now we on the Usher board, because I am.
Definitely, yeah. I am. I'm on the Usher board.
But I couldn't think of nothing else. Like, Trey had his angels.
That's perfect.
What does Breezy have?
Crackheads? Oh.
Sir.
Whores?
Sir.
What?
The Breezies. I mean, the Breezies?
I guess. I don't know.
If y'all know what they're called, let me
does he have a fandom like that? Does he?
People
he's got the Rihanna name. I know people are enamored with him, but does he have, like,
a fan base?
Yeah, I mean, not a fan base, but, like, an actual name for his stands.
I'm not sure. That's why I just said, like, bam. Because everybody was like, we love Usher, goddamn, da 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 da. But now people are like, we ready to see a Chris Brown. When I'm like, the football, the NFL, they probably not going to do that.
My nigga, like, they, first of all, yeah, as much as I would love to see Chris Brown on that stage, and I know it would be an amazing performance, the NFL, like, they're big advocates of going against two things, most of all, breast cancer and domestic violence. And Rihanna was on that motherfucker last year, so ain't no way just 2 years later, 3 years later, you're going to have Chris Brown on that fucking stage.
I hope he gets a moment, though. Apparently, Bieber wasn't wanting to do it.
He wasn't feeling it. Yo, bad. Yo, bad.
And it's so crazy everybody was looking for, because I was not looking for Bieber.
Because for a second, that was his protege. I mean, I got him in the game.
That,
yeah.
I wasn't looking for Bieber.
I wasn't
no
either.
At no point was I like, I can't believe Bieber didn't hit the stage. Like, at no point. None. Whatsoever.
Like, I just, yeah. But, like, that's just, like, yeah.
And I like a couple of Bieber hits, but I definitely was not thinking about Bieber being on that stage.
I would do well with a T-Pain on a fucking Super Bowl stage.
Yep.
And
I don't think, though, that they would give him the stage by himself.
No.
I think
they could. Definitely fucking could, but they wouldn't. Like, they wouldn't. But, I mean, if that's the case, you know, just have him go on next year, because I'm sorry. If y'all done did, I know that, you know, the Negroes have taken over the Super Bowl the last few years. And every once in a while, you got to sprinkle in some white folk to make it good, whatever. And everybody's like talking about, like, Taylor Swift in 2025. And I'm like,
I actually think she's probably up for debate. But Usher residency was taking over so strong.
I would like really, okay. I would really like for her not to get it. Nigga, I just don't want to see. Like, I want somebody to pull it in Living Color and be like, oh, if you don't, I want some black people, like something black, maybe even BET. Be like, yo, if y'all don't want to watch, actually, no, it can't be BET. BET is like under that fucking umbrella, so they couldn't do it. But fuck it, even if TV1 did it, I don't give a damn. Somebody be like, hey, if you don't want to watch Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl, you can watch this, and then the numbers go down again, but they can't because that fucking, them fucking Swifties is, That's a fucking army.
The way they was just short. Can we talk about why Ice Spice and Taylor Swift?
She's their token black. Done. That's it. That's all you need to know. She's their token black. It was her. It was Blake Lively, Taylor Swift, and their token black Ice Spice. Period. Because when no other black women up there, except for like players' wives, and I ain't seen none of them.
Well, speaking of black wives, Beyonce.
Beyonce B.
First of all, I was like, B, this is Usher night. Relax,
get on my
shorty.
Fucking nerves. Dang.
But she dropped an amazing commercial, number one.
That was a funny ass commercial.
The best acting Beyonce ever did was be herself. It was an amazing commercial. And then she was like, drop the music. And the way I grabbed my phone and immediately went to Apple and it was not there. I was like, bitch, you sending this off?
Nope.
And then
have
like
Verizon.
2 minutes later, or like maybe like 5-10 minutes later, it was on Tidal. And then like 2 minutes later, it was on Apple. And I must, first of all, I'm not saying that I'm a country lover, but there are country songs that I do like, right? I think we all have a
Tennessee Whiskey.
Need You Now. Yep. The one bad, what's my girl?
Before
Carrie
He
Underwood.
Cheats.
Listen, you got your hits. But she dropped these two songs, and the way I bobbed and weaved harder than I did to when Renaissance dropped. I'm sorry, y'all. But, like, I really was up 16 carriages. I was like, bitch, what? Bitch, what? And then you was, because, like, let's be realistic, country music started with black people, right?
Every original American art form started with black people.
But it ain't nothing but R&B music.
With a guitar, nigga, like, in a barn.
Acoustic R&B. A banjo.
Yep.
And the bitch was like, you know, grab your left on the keys, bitch, hit the flow. I was like,
I just want to.
I ain't never added something to my playlist, my library so fast.
I know she not listening, and I know he not listening, but I want to say something to Beyonce and Jay-Z. And I will take a quote from the illustrious Gretchen Wiener. Stop trying to make Tidal happen. It's not gonna happen.
Stop trying to make that
shit happen, G. I'm sorry, I misquoted, because that did not come from Gretchen Wieners, that came from Regina George. But still, that shit is not going to happen. Y'all tried it. My nigga, y'all was gatekeeping y'all own catalogs on Tidal, and niggas was like, no. As much as I love Jigga, as much as I love Ho, I was like, no, because eventually, he going to come to me. I ain't got to go over there. He going to come to me. I hate that interface, all that shit. That shit just did not work for me. I was cool on that shit. I was like, nah, fam, I already paid $17.99 for Family Spotify. I'm not paying for another fucking app. Nope, you're going to have to come to me. And then eventually, he came around.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, because who else did that shit for? Prince. He had Prince shit only on Tidal. Even then, I was like, no, is that what you just said?
To this day.
He had Prince. I was like, nope. I was like, nope, I'll watch that shit on YouTube. I will YouTube it as much as I can until you come around to me. But I'm like, no, don't stop releasing shit on Tidal. No more Tidal exclusive. We don't want it.
It came out. I'm enjoying the two tracks. I cannot wait to hear this entire country album. How many acts is it supposed to be? I forget.
Four.
Mm-hmm. Four. I think third is going to be rock. And then the fourth one. Here's my thought. Okay, hear me out. Because I feel like Beyonce is doing this thing of like original black music and what we brought and how we, you know, whatever. You do the Renaissance, da da da. And I do feel like a part of R&B is dying, and I think her fourth album will be a full circle back to R&B.
I was just about to say, I need a traditional R&B album from Beyonce.
True. If it's not R&B, then it's gonna be a rap album from Beyonce.
I don't want that.
I don't either.
I do.
I don't want
if
that.
If you was giving me 5 acts, I would let you.
I don't want her to pull a black tie.
I really want that fourth album to come back to real love, to come back to like being happy or begging for a relationship or I'm sorry. Like I want.
I need a good ballad.
R&B ballad. Yes.
I need a good ballad.
That's third act.
You got third. What's fourth?
I think fourth act is going to be all encompassing, specifically with pop, because she's sick of y'all letting these pop holes get out of my ear. And I think her fourth act is going to be like how all things black influence all these things that y'all keep promoting.
Ooh, what if it's covers?
Oh,
no. What if she like just like yeah? If she do some covers, I'm with that shit.
I ain't mad about it.
I'm with that. Hey, you know who's a real MVP like to me of the Super Bowl? Swizz Beatz, cause you know what I'm saying, Usher and Alicia Keys did that flirty hug and shit, and insecure niggas everywhere lost their mind. It was like, oh, that's her work husband, and I'm like, fam, I'm gonna put it like this. I do feel like. He probably hit her back in 2004.
If I had to pick a work husband for Usher right now, it would be her.
I mean, work wife.
Yeah. It would be her.
Yeah, just like everybody know Bruno and Cardi fuck. Like, just, okay. This is what it is. Come on, man. Stop playing. That's not, man, please.
He just ate a
vibe. Nah, he probably, he sniffed cocaine off her ass. I already know. My nigga Bruno. And we got it going. Everybody know Bruno do coke. That ain't news. Nope. We're not finna do that. Cause what you're not gonna do is not acknowledge the fact that every time Bruno get caught doing coke, he drop a classic. Go look it. First, we got something to clink to.
Us. Okay. What we clinking to? Oh, I got you. This, did you see?
She did.
No, I'm sorry. You're right. Everybody grab their shot glasses.
Please.
Because today, we are celebrating part of the Peanut Gallery.
Happy birthday, Shady.
Happy birthday.
Everybody gotta die. Shots up. Let the people know where to follow you.
All right. You can follow me on the Twitter and Instagram at @shady. You can follow me on the Snapchat at @imiz with the Z Shell. Make sure you check out all of my podcasts. You know them. They are there. Go look at them. it's so many to list.
It is.
The Rundown, Equal Opposite, Women, Cocktails, and Whatever. Yes, I appreciate you and all of your support. Make sure y'all follow us. And I know Ryan going to do this again. But make sure you follow us on Spotify and get them listeners and views and downloads up, because we love to talk to you and you like to listen.
Period.
We need all of the support, Pooh. Right? Period. So help your favorite people out.
You already know. You can follow your boy on Instagram and Twitter at ASAP Funny. You can follow me on TikTok, ASAP Funny One. And I definitely just dropped another Get Ready With Me, because, you know, your boy stepped outside this weekend, you know. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast. And listen to support. We need to be monetized. So if you listen via Spotify, spread the word, spread the link. Listen as much as possible. We almost close to hitting our goal. We will see y'all next time.
Bye.